With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that tribal police officers can stop and search non-Indians on tribal lands for potential violations of state or federal law. The justices on Tuesday unanimously reversed an appellate ruling in favor of a non-native motorist who was charged with drug-related crimes after a tribal officer searched his pickup truck on a public road that crosses the Crow Reservation in Montana. The Supreme Court has previously held that tribal police have little authority over non-Indians, but Justice Stephen Breyer wrote for the court that allowing a temporary stop and detention so that state or federal authorities can be called in enhances public safety. Indigenous lawmakers are defending the use of critical race theory in Montana public schools. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kevin Trevelin reports state officials recently criticized the concept, which says systemic racism is woven into American life and law.
In a written statement, 9 Democratic members of the Montana American Indian Caucus wrote that critical race theory allows teachers to present diverse voices, fight historical inaccuracies, and promote racial equity. Democratic State Senator Susan Weber is a member of the Blackfeet Tribe and the Senate Education and Cultural Resources Committee.
If we don't tell the truth, then what good is history? There's two sides of the story. We can't continue to whitewash history just for convenience or so people won't look bad.
The statement says that parts of critical race theory are already found in Montana curriculum due to the state's Indian Education for All Act passed in 1999. The statement says critical race theory informs lessons about the Trail of Tears, the boarding school era, and the crisis of missing and murdered indigenous people. Republican State Attorney General Austin Knudsen last week issued an opinion claiming state and federal law prohibit schools from using parts of critical race theory in curriculum. In response to a proposed federal education program, Republican State Superintendent Elsie Arnzen recently called critical race theory, quote, radical propaganda, unquote. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
A state judge says Montana environmental regulators can use a law meant to provide protection from chronic industrial polluters against an Idaho-based mining company and its chief executive. In a recent ruling, State District Court Judge Mike Menahan says Hecla Mining Company and Chief Executive Officer Phillips Baker Jr. are subject to the state's, quote, bad actor law. The law blocks individuals and companies who don't clean up their old mines from starting new ones. Hecla is proposing 2 copper and silver mines that would tunnel beneath the Cabinet Mountains wilderness. A Hecla spokesperson did not respond to a request from the Associated Press for comment from the company or Baker. A member of Montana's House of Representatives resigned late last month to accept an appointment to the Board of Pardons and Parole, even after an attorney for the legislature questioned the constitutionality of the move. Republican Representative Jimmy Patelis of Billings announced on social media on May 23rd that he was resigning from the House to accept Governor Greg Gianforte's appointment to the Parole Board. It became effective today. NBC Montana obtained emails in which the Legislative Service Division attorney said he believed accepting the appointment would be unconstitutional. A spokesperson for the governor said Gianforte told Patelis he could not be appointed without resigning from the legislature. Nurses at Logan Health in Kalispell are on strike. Nurse union organizers say hospital officials were unwilling to compromise over pay and benefit negotiations, claims hospital leaders deny. Montana Public Radio's Freddie Monares reports the 3-day strike starts today.
The union organizing the strike and mid-negotiations with Logan Health represents around 650 nurses. Mariah Connolly, an endoscopy nurse, says they want livable wages and better working conditions. She says they need the hospital's support to be a voice for their patients and to provide the best care they can.
A contract would help us have the power to work with the hospital to be that voice.
In a letter to the union provided to MTPR by hospital officials, Logan Health President Craig Lambrecht says the hospital is willing to negotiate and has moved toward a compromise with the group in bargaining sessions. Logan Health spokesperson Chris Leopold says the hospital is ready to care for patients during the strike. He says that roughly 250 nurses have committed to working through it and former employees have offered to work.
So we're very thankful for those who have committed to their community here and their patients and their fellow caregivers.
Union officials say a supermajority of the group voted to authorize the strike last month. Freddie Monades, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks specialists today killed an adult female grizzly and its yearling due to the history of livestock depredation in the Haskell Basin area near Whitefish. GPS radio collar data collected in 2019 identified the adult bear at several sites where sheep, llamas, and chickens were killed around Whitefish, but officials were not able to capture the bears until now. FWP officials say the bears also attacked livestock this year in the area surrounding Whitefish. New cases and tests monitoring for COVID-19 in Montana trended downward in May compared to April. The rate of vaccines administered also decreased through May. About 38% of the state is fully vaccinated, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Today, the state health department is reporting 730 active cases and fewer than 60 hospitalizations from the illness statewide. More than 1,600 Montanans have died from the virus since the pandemic began. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather notice for parts of Montana and Wyoming, as temperatures are expected to climb sharply higher this week. Forecasters said today that temperatures will hit the upper 90s by Thursday. The abrupt change could affect people with sensitivity to heat. The hazardous outlook was issued for portions of central Montana, southern Montana, and northern Wyoming. Some cooling off is expected by Saturday. You can find more local news at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aiden Morton.